Rose and Joe Lawrence, and I had good contact with when I was growing up, you know, with my grandparents.
Were they mostly farmers in this community?
Grandpa was, then he'd run a little motel here, and my grandpa run that Lawrence Floral. He's in the floral business all his life.
Well, we tell them that we bought that Peterson place down there in 39.
My dad, he had property, farm property here. Yeah, we grew up on the farm, and then we grew up in here. We both come down here and work when we was little kids, you know, putting pop bottles away.
Fun stuff like
yeah.
that. You say you have three sons. If you'd had a girl, what would she have been to you?
Oh, well, she, you know, daughters, sons are lean more toward their mothers, and the little daughters are, you know, it's their daddies.
Yeah.
You know, their daddy's little girl.
When your wife went to have the children, where did she go to have her children?
Twilla. That was the only hospital in the area. That's 9 miles from here. Mm-hmm. They were all born in the hospital.
Did you have any women who came to the homes to deliver the babies?
I remember my mother, my youngest sister, who was that, Aunt Marg, Bert, that delivered Annie? My mother had midwives on, I guess Annie was the last. I remember that. Mm-hmm. I remember that very well.
Did most people around here have midwives?
A lot of them did. There was no doctor in the area, and we had a midwife called Margaret. And we called her Aunt Marg. She was kind of a distant relative. But she delivered a lot of babies. And then I think Sadie delivered a lot of babies. And we had, I think, two midwives here in town.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about when you met your wife and where you were married.
Well, I met her here in town. She moved in with her folks. I was going to Utah State University then, and I met her, and of course she fell in love at first sight.
Don't they all?
And then when I went in the service, and I come home on a furlough and married her and took her back to Alabama. She's from the South anyway.
Did you have a reception here?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And who was the man who stood up with you?
My brother was best man, yeah.
And with your wife, did she have a...
Who was that? I think maybe it was her sister. It might have been one of her sisters was stood up for her.
Did you have something like a shivery done to you on your wedding night?
Oh yeah, I married her, and then I was supposed to get on the airplane at 11 o'clock and go back to the, and they took her, and hell, I waited around till I couldn't wait any longer. I had to go back to Alabama, and so we got in there, and just as I was getting on the plane, they brought my wife. Good stuff, man. And I'm like, God, that's going to be an awful long honeymoon, alone.
That would have been terrible. Is that what they usually did for shiveries around here?
Oh, they'd handcuff different people. And I think when Don, Ed, and Lois got married, he was our principal there in school, and we took her, we kept her with us all night. Oh. Ended up over in Stockton, but they did different things. When Rosemary got married to Duard, we had a big family fight over it. We was gonna.